بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن في سفر إذ جاء رجل على راحلة له فجعل يصرف بصره يمينا وشمالا، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان معه فضل ظهر فليعد به على من لا ظهر له، ومن كان له فضل زاد فليعد به على من لا زاد له. فذكر من أصناف المال ما ذكره حتى رأينا أنه لا حق لأحد منا في فضل. رواه مسلم. This hadith, most of it we completed yesterday. Just to recap, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once we were on a journey, when a person came mounted on his conveyance, he began looking with a roving gaze to the left and the right. In other words, he adopted the demeanor of a manner of someone who is in need. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having discerned from the irregular movements and conduct of this person that he was indeed someone who was in haja or in need, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the Sahaba and he told them, any one of you that has a spare animal, let him give it to that person who does not have a conveyance or a ride. Any one of you that has any spare provisions, let him give it to the one who does not have provisions. Up to this point, we discussed yesterday the importance of assisting one another, the importance of looking for opportunities to make khidmat of one another. Nothing you will give or spend on someone else for the sake of Allah Ta'ala will in fact be lost. Besides the reward, Allah Ta'ala promises us, وَمَا أَنْفَقَتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, يُخْلِف, Allah will give it back to you. This in fact, spending, generosity, as I mentioned yesterday, on the one hand, it's a very, very powerful and effective tool to remove the love and attachment of dunya from the heart. Dunya is pulling us all the time. Qabr and akhirat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qabr, akhirat is coming closer to you with every passing moment. And this dunya is receding with every passing moment. فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَلَّا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, O my ummat, if you have the ability not to become the slave of dunya, become the slave of akhirat. Become the slave of akhirat, don't become the slave of dunya. So this is what we call a spiritual jihad, which has to take place all the time. This focus on akhirat, removing the love of dunya from the heart. Very, very effective, powerful tool and medium of this, as we mentioned, is spend on others, particularly your valuable wealth. Look at this scenario. Sahaba are told, any one of you has a spare camel, has a spare horse. It's like today's times telling you, Jamaat is out in the path of Allah. One person has a car, he's got a spare one parked somewhere. As if the targhib is being given, take that car now and give it to somebody who doesn't have a car, so that he also will have means while traveling. Any one of you that has spare wealth, spare provisions, when you go in Jamaat, we learn this usul, share your food. Try and inculcate generosity. Like it is often said, hame maal jama karna aate hai, kharsh karna nahi aate. We know how to accumulate wealth, we don't know how to spend. Spending in the beginning is hard. Why? Because human nature has a proclivity towards miserliness. Instinctively we tend to amass and collect things because we think that we want to hold on to it. We don't realize we have to leave it behind. Or put it in Allah's treasures by spending. So like I said, at first you have to be hard on yourself. Force the generosity. But once that door opens, then the sukoon, itminan Allah gives, and the beauty, the more you spend, the more Allah Ta'ala will give you. Coming back to the last part of the hadith, Sahaba say, فَذَكَرَ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ مَا ذَكَرَهُ. Two categories of wealth Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. One is, first, any one of you has a spare dhahar, in other words, conveyance. Then he said, anyone who has spare zaad, provisions. Then Sahaba say he started mentioning other types of wealth. If you got a spare utensil, for example, you got a spare pot, for example, you got spare clothing, for example, anything in excess. They say, فَذَكَرَ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ mentioned various categories of wealth. And each time he said this, any extra, give it to your brother. Any extra, give it to your brother. Sahaba say, we arrived at this conclusion, حَتَّى رَأَيْنَا أَنَّهُ لَا حَقَّ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَّا فِي فَضَلٍ, that we have no right in any extra or any excess. He said, we arrived at that conclusion, that so much exhortation Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us to spend and assist others. In Jamaat, we have a wonderful and a beautiful opportunity to learn this, to make this mashq. Try and discern who is needy, help them, spend upon them. This is part of our spiritual development, spiritual training, spiritual exercise. And not in Jamaat also, traveling for whatever reason, holiday, vacation, business, wherever you are. A Muslim should be one always looking out how to assist the next person. Lighten the burden of the next person. Why? Wallahu fi auni al-abd, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. As long as you are helping somebody, Allah will be helping you. وَنْ جَابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أراد أن يغزو. جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم made the intention to proceed in safar in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فقال, so he said, in other words, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم made an إعلان and a خطبة. يا معشر المهاجرين والأنصار, O assembly of مهاجرين and أنصار. Sahaba were made up of two groups. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Quran highlights these two groups. Muhajirin, those who made hijrat. In other words, the residents of Makkah Mukarrama, who left their homes, left their home and heart, left their birthplace, gave up everything for the sake of Islam. They made hijrat to Madinah Munawwara. The other group, Ansar. Literally, Muhajirin comes from the root word hijrat, migrate. Ansar comes from the root word nusrat. In other words, those who helped. In other words, they opened their homes and their hearts to those that had made hijrat. The sahaba who were residents of Madinah Munawwara are referred to as Ansar. So, ya ma'ashar al. Ma'ashar in Arabic means assembly in our simple translation. Oh, assembly of Muhajirin and Ansar. In other words, the Sahaba, all of them of Madinah Munawwara, are addressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right on the cusp of a journey in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna min ikhwanikum qawman laysa lahum mal wala ashira. Amongst your brothers, there are those who have no wealth, nor do they have any family. In other words, they don't have any support. They don't have any relatives. This more specifically would refer to those Sahaba that had left Makkah Mukarramah. They left behind their families, they left behind everything. So they came with only the clothing on their back, or a little bit of provision. So, إِنَّ مِنْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ, amongst your brothers, there are those, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مَالٍ, they have no wealth. وَلَا عَشِيرًا, nor do they have any family support. فَلْيَضُمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَيْهِ الرَّجُلَيْنِ أَوِ الثَّلَاثَ. This is a classical example. It's very, very difficult for us through translation or through just mentioning this thing, things like this, for us to discern the type of spirit of Islam and the brotherhood of Islam that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established amongst the Sahaba. He said, فَلْيَضُمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَيْهِ الرَّجُلَيْنِ أَوِ الثَّلَاثَ. Each one of you should therefore attach two or three of his brothers to himself. In other words, make himself responsible for two or three people. According to your capacity, make yourself responsible for two or three people. فَمَا لِأَحَدِنَا مِنْ ظَهْرٍ يَحْمِلُهُ إِلَّا عُقْبَةٌ كَعُقْبَةٍ يعني أحدهم. قال فَضَمَمْتُ إِلَيَّ اثنين أو ثلاثة مَا لِي إِلَّا عُقْبَةٌ كَعُقْبَةِ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنْ جَمَلِي. رواه أبو داود. جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه, in the latter part of this hadith, he beautifully describes. He says, there was none amongst us who had any conveyance. In other words, Sahaba say, now you may try and understand the extent of Islamic ukhuwa, brotherhood of Islam, and jazba and zeal to be a service to others. They are traveling, not traveling in some cool climate, in a desert. Minimal resources, boiling hot sun of the desert. The means of conveyance is camel. And long distance has to be covered. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, amongst you are those that are needy, assist them. Not just assist them, make yourself responsible for two or three. Each one of you, make yourself responsible for two or three people. He says, there were none amongst us who had any conveyance except that we started sharing it with two or three people on equal terms. In other words, my own camel, I would be find two or three other people, and as much as I would ride it, those two or three also would ride. The rest of the time, I would be walking. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself then mentions his personal conduct, personal ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَضَمَمْتُ إِلَيَّ اثنين أو ثلاثة مَا لِي إِلَّا عُقْبَةٌ كَعَقَبَةِ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنْ جَمَلِي. He said that I also attached two or three of them to myself, and I had a turn to ride my camel just as they had a turn. I had a turn to ride my camel just as they had a turn. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha, Aisha, ahibbil masakin, qarribihim. Those that I need, don't look the other way. Especially when you are in a jamaat or a group. Especially sahaba out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, love those who are in need. Love the poor. Qarribihim. Make them close to you. Why? Innallaha yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. Aisha, Allah will make you close to him if you will keep those who are in need close to you. This is the way to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By not just spending, sharing what you have with the poor. Share what you have with those that are in need. Don't think that if Allah has given you some more than the next person, that somehow or the other makes you superior to the next person. Islam came and broke down all that. This distinction between color, distinction between race, distinction between language, and Islam established what we call the brotherhood of Islam, ukhuwatul Islam, where the manner in which this was practically done, where it was attacked, where the very roots were attacked, and this meh that is inside, this I am somebody, how it was broken down, was the manner in which is described. Sahaba literally shared with total strangers that were in need everything that they had. They shared their conveyance, they shared their food, they shared their provisions, they shared their wealth. And this was under the direct guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something that we have to try to inculcate. And there are innumerable spiritual benefits. And we find that this jazba and zeal of i'anat, assisting, making khidmat of one another, this is something that sahaba, they managed to reach such a sublime height and level that the Quran was revealed in testimony of this. Fortunately, we ran out of time, so I will continue smiling.